A new study shows blight is shrinking in New Orleans, but the overall level is stubbornly high. The Community Data Center says that as of March, there are 8,000 fewer blighted homes and empty lots in the city compared to September 2010. But overall, 21% of residential areas are considered blight. The report says getting accurate information is still a chore. It estimates there are somewhere between 32,200 and 39,200 blighted homes and empty lots. It says progress can be linked to city government focusing on the problem, backed by a strong economy and robust population growth. It recommends keeping code enforcement and sheriff sales going strong, and it suggests rewarding responsible property owners with expanded lots and converting empty ones into rain gardens that can enhance neighborhoods and reduce flood risk. For WWNO, I'm Eileen Fleming.